You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
On this week's show, we're talking gaps. The macro ones, of course, in our global economy. But on a smaller, more personal scale, there are gaps in how we think about what we want and what we're willing to do or pay to get it. That's where Elizabeth Dunn comes in. She's a professor of psychology at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, and she studies happiness. So imagine yourself in the moment you've decided you want something, but before you've gotten it. I asked Dunn what's happening in our brains right then.
That period between the desire and the satisfaction is actually a really important time. So simply thinking about getting something activates parts of our brains that cease to care about it once we've got it. And in fact, when we're thinking about getting something, it activates more intense emotional responses than when we think about having had that same thing in the past.
Well, that seems so counterintuitive because you would think it's the getting that is so pleasing.
Well, getting is great too. So there's nothing wrong with getting, but there's sort of a magical aspect of the future, which is that because it hasn't happened yet, we can imagine it however we want it to be, which of course, as anyone who's ever taken a vacation knows, you know, doesn't always work out to be the case in real life.
There is a study that has been fairly well cited that people who plan for vacation are happier than non-vacationers. But then when they asked them when they came back from the vacation, it didn't seem to actually make a really big difference.
Yeah, so there's a fascinating study showing that the biggest boost in happiness that people get from vacations actually occurs before the vacation happens. So that's the real benefit that you're buying when you purchase a vacation.
We are talking about gaps on this show. What is going on in that gap between desire and fulfillment?
Well, it depends on exactly sort of what we know about what's going to happen. And one thing that makes a difference is just knowing a few concrete details about the experience that you're going to have or the purchase that you're going to make. Just knowing those few concrete details can make it easier to sort of bring a vivid image to mind of what that experience or purchase will be like. And that turns out to really enrich our ability to derive pleasure in the present from something that we're going to have in the future.
How does this cross over into money?
Well, I would argue that anticipation is a really wonderful and often free source of pleasure. So we can get more pleasure out of our purchases by delaying them, by, say, purchasing a vacation now, but not going on it for several months. So in that intervening period, we're not paying, you know, for every day of anticipation, but we're getting this free pleasure in the interim before our vacation even happens.
But isn't some of this, I mean, couldn't you say, come on, you're not in real life, you're living in a fantasy land?
Well, fantasy land isn't so bad. I mean, the good thing about fantasy land is that nothing goes wrong in fantasy land. And, you know, in real life, we all have vacations that end in disaster. I managed to get attacked by a shark while on a vacation in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, so that vacation was terrible. But at least I got to enjoy the anticipation.
I'm sorry. Are you okay?
I still have my legs, so that's great. It all turned out okay in the end, but it did ruin the vacation.
Yeah, that makes sense. I want to talk about the way we buy stuff now, whether Amazon and online purchasing and the sort of instant gratification economy, if that interrupts that psychological process.
Well, I think we miss out when we get things right away. So it's been so interesting to watch over the past few years as delivery times have gotten shortened and shortened. And I think that might be a little bit unfortunate.
So how do you translate knowing what you know into our increasingly wired and instant gratification economy?
Well, for one thing, I think when we are making really happiness-inducing purchases, so particularly something like a vacation, it's worthwhile to consider trying to pay for it in advance, get that painful bit of payment out of the way right away, and then actually take advantage of the sort of intervening time to sort of indulge in that fantasy land and imagine what the experience is going to be like.
When you think about the future, let's talk about long-term planning and say the gap between now and then. If you're trying to save for your kids' education or your own retirement, how do you harness this stuff to work for you?
I think one thing we can do is to make the future more concrete. So when the future is totally abstract, it can be hard to get excited about it. And it's easiest with something really delightful, like a trip. But even with saving for your children's education, having sort of harnessed that evocative emotion in the present will help you save for the future. There's some research showing that creating a kind of picture of yourself using photo editing software to take your own image and make it of yourself when you're 65 can make you realize, like, oh yeah, there is going to be this real person who's actually me who's going to need this money. That can make it more powerful as a sort of draw and as a need and something that you really want to save for than if it's just sort of this vague concept that someday some future version of yourself will need this.
Elizabeth Dunn is a professor of psychology at the University of British Columbia and the author of Happy Money. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you.